fine. Those chakras that people are calling the energy points are really more blockage points than anything else.
Okay.
When the energy is really moving, you do not have sensation of it being in one place or another.
Okay, well, let's see if the next paragraph of my question makes any sense then. Can you talk to me and to other women about what is really going on an energy level, which you just sort of did, about that which we call menopause?
Well, there is so much thought about it. In other words, if you are eagerly embracing the cycling of your experience, then there's no blockage, the energy flows, and you have a different experience.
I love the heat experience. Why? What is blocking me from allowing it then to flow fully? Can you help me with that?
Well, the heat experience that you're describing in your palms and in your feet
and in your heart
is different from the physiological experience that some are describing around menopause. In other words, we're talking about energy with that experience. And the other, everything really is energy, but it's brought about by so many people, women, everyone, but relative to this subject, have been pushing against the maturation of their own physical bodies. In other words, it's sort of an ending of an era that some of them are not wanting to end and so forth. And so there is a lot of resistant thought around that subject. What to do about it is get your mind off of it. Get your mind on where you're going, not on where you are.
Is what I'm experiencing then something other than what people call menopause?
Well, that may be something that you are experiencing, but that's not what you're talking about as you're describing the heat in your...
Yeah.
What that is, you have been summoning this stronger energy for the purpose of expressing that stronger energy. And you, it's not different from what Esther experienced in the beginning, where she tapped into an energy that was higher and faster than she just wasn't quite up to speed with it.
It feels so good.
And over time, she became up to speed with it. It's going to feel even better when you are not so acutely aware of it.
Okay.
In other words, the reason it feels good is because it's an indication that you're connecting with the energy stream.
Okay.
But as you acclimate into it more and let it disperse through your being more, it will be even more pleasant, rapturous even.
Wonderful. Can I ask another question? This is one shorter. I think so.
Quickly.
Well, we'll make it shorter. Secondly, if my inner being is a part of that which we call Abraham, you're not stopping me, so I'm going to assume that, yes, I'm right about that. Is there a personal...
Well, now that's not fair.
It's not?
People do that to people all the time. Unless you say otherwise, I'm going to assume something is so. What is important about that? In other words, when you are source energy, when you are source energy in a physical body, and you know that that which is source is at the core of you, what difference does it matter what the label is that has been assigned?
Okay.
And the reason that we are nitpicking there is because there are so many people who are so... Continue your question.
Thank you.
They're going to throw us out.
Because my own inner being is a part of that which we call Abraham. How's that? Is there a personal message that my inner being would like to express to me using Esther as the translator, particularly concerning my
journey?
Yes,
the message is receive it yourself and don't get hung up on the label Abraham. Because when you get hung up on the label Abraham, then you have this comparison thing that doesn't serve you.
The rest of
a contradiction thing that sometimes doesn't serve you. In other words, let yourself be the vortex and the receiver.
Perfect.
And it will be given to you clearly. You will receive it accurately and you will know.
And you knew the last part of that sentence was particularly concerning my own understanding of my self-worth. You just did it. God, I love you.
There is great love here for you.
Thank you.
We are complete.